Support for WGLT's Grow comes from FS Custom Turf by Evergreen FS. FS Custom Turf offers complete lawn and tree care services to preserve the health of yards, trees, and shrubs. Products and services detailed at evergreen-fs.com.
Welcome to Grow. I'm Sarah Nardi. On today's episode of WGLT's Gardening Podcast, we're talking about an invasive pest making headway in North America. And no, this is not about politics. We're talking about the spotted lanternfly with our resident expert, Patrick Murphy. He's with the ISU School of Biological Sciences and the curator of the Fell Arboretum. Hey, Patrick.
Great to be here.
Good to see you. All right, so the spotted lanternfly is actually pretty cool looking. What can you tell us about this little guy?
Well, they're very ornate as far as what they look like. They're very ornate. They have six legs, two antennas, and two sets of wings. The main set of wings on top, when it's folded, makes this insect look very moth-like, but it's actually a plant hopper, and it jumps more so than it goes airborne by flying. And beneath the primary wings, which are tan to rose-colored tan with black spots, beneath that is like the real burlesque show. So the spotted lanternfly has like red and black secondary set of wings.
Yeah.
And it has this banded black and yellow abdomen. And it's just an interesting looking insect. If there was one on the trunk of a tree, you might overlook it. But if there were several, you would definitely notice it. And then I thought about, how would I tell somebody how big this bug is? For a crow, it's a mouthful. For a sparrow, they might have to tear it into little pieces and eat parts of it later. So it's kind of like that.
Okay. That's a good way of thinking about their sizes. How many mouthfuls would a sparrow need? Okay, so how did the spotted lanternfly make his way to the United States?
The initial detection was found in eastern Pennsylvania all the way back in 2014. And it comes from Asia, okay? So you could say Japan, China. Asia is a sure bet, and it's showed up in other countries proximate to its initial sighting, and it's showed up in other states and counties, and that's what makes this kind of an interesting deal, but it has a big economic impact as an invasive insect. New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, and West Virginia were the initial states and bordering counties that it moved into. And I know for a fact that since this summer, it's also been spotted in as close by as Michigan. But Ohio, New York, and Connecticut are seeing evidence as well.
Okay, so it made landfall on the East Coast and then kind of started migrating west like a little settler.
Mm-hmm.
What is the spotted lanternfly after? What kind of plant species is he going for?
Well, they have a favorite. And their favorite is the Tree of Heaven, also called the Ascension Tree. Common names are regional, so they kind of change a little bit. But a specific scientific name is Allianthus altissima, and it is a primary host because the spotted lanternfly eats that tree, and it also lays its eggs there, and that's where they would congregate in mass most often. But as our discussion will unfold, it'll be clear to see that they kind of spread the wealth all over the place because they like other stuff as well. So they're sucking mouthpart type insects. So they're sucking the juices out of plants.
Okay. And is that what's so destructive about it?
It's mostly what's destructive about it, but it's also the frass or the honeydew or the poo that is very damaging.
Is that what frass means?
Yeah.
I thought that was a typo, but that's
nope.
A word for poo.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Ugh. Okay. And so the honeydew, you said it's a sugary substance that supports mold?
Yeah. It's the sooty mold is what grows on the honeydew.
Okay.
And that honeydew, before it is a host to sooty mold, it can attract other unwanted insects like a stinging wasp or a bee that's not the one that's making honey for us. It's different bees.
Okay.
So they're not bad per se. We all agree on that. But if you're allergic to bees or if these spotted lanternflies filled a plant near your patio and all of a sudden there's all these bees and wasps in the air because they're attracted to the dung or to the honeydew.
To the frass.
That could be a problem. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll shut a patio down quick. And you say that they're also attracted to fruit trees, right?
Yeah, and unfortunately, parts of the shelter belt regions of the American Plains where this tree of heaven is more common, it's also kind of spilling off into other crops as well. And I also wanted to share with you, Sarah, that the tree of heaven is also invasive. And I find that ironic that an invasive plant species has now attracted an invasive insect species. And the tree of heaven's no superstar either. It has a funny smell. And if you lived in the city of Chicago and you're familiar with the term alley trees, they're almost always tree of heaven. And when the little pieces and bits fall to the ground, there's a smell. It's a smell. And it's in Chicago. It's in Oklahoma. It's everywhere. Platteville, Nebraska, anywhere that the tree of heaven grows. So now you've got a tree that drops all kinds of stuff, and it smells funny, and it's also the home for a new invasive pest.
Yeah, I've lived in Chicago, and I knew that the alleys smelled. I did not know a tree was responsible for that.
Well, it could.
I have some other suspects.
There's some other ungrow-related items.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, and now you say the spotted lanternfly isn't really a new problem, but it's one that's getting worse, and that's because of the eggs in part?
It's true, and another reason it's getting worse is because if you can imagine, you know, the jet stream travels from west to east usually, and that's why fires go a certain way and other diseases kind of move that way. When the insects start showing up, moving against the stream, that's a sign for concern. That's a sign that it's invasive and that it's finding other ways to move around. So the eggs can primarily be found in the host, but you may find them in other places, including, say, your truck or your car. Or if you go to a big state park, go camping, they might end up on your camper. And then wherever your car, truck, or camper goes back to, the eggs hatch. And now we've got a problem because we've unknowingly introduced the area, a new area for the pest.
Right.
Yeah.
So what do these eggs look like? We should be on the lookout.
The eggs are laid in little bands, so they look like little rectangular strips. And then over time, they kind of look like cracked mud. So the older they are, the harder they are to see. And I guess to familiarize yourself with the spotted lanternfly, you'd want to look at those images to train your eye for what they look like. You would definitely need to do that to recognize the eggs.
Okay. And if we find the eggs, is there a certain way to dispose of them?
Yeah, they say the best way to do it is if you're not able to apply the pesticides that are being used by arborists and professionals in the green industry. The only other way to kill them is to dab alcohol on them. So if you were to, say, scrape them off a tree or cut down a tree that had those little egg pods on there, and some even maybe were brittle and broke off and fell to the ground, they're still going to hatch. And there may, like lots of other insects, even after running the branches through a chipper, sometimes they still make it through that disaster, too.
Goodness. They're really hanging in there, those lanternflies.
Yeah.
Okay, so you say our listeners should be on the lookout for the spotted lanternfly or evidence thereof and report any evidence of this to the U of I Extension?
Extension is the great source for everyday gardeners, professional green industry people to report things. It's free. They're in almost every county in the United States. You can find one or a nearby county. And that's something that would be worthy of investigation on their part. They have people that are poised and ready to react to those kinds of reports.
If you have any questions about the gardener landscape, get in touch and Patrick Murphy will answer them. I'm Sarah Nardi. Submit your questions to WGLT/grow.